Yes. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, I don't know what to do after that. What a blessing to be able to raise our children to know the truth when there's so many out there this morning who don't have a clue. To them, it's a bunny and a basket and a couple dozen eggs. Oh, but it's so, so much more. Thrills my heart to hear how excited a little girl is to know Jesus didn't stay dead. Amen. Matthew chapter number 28. If you're there, say amen. Amen. The Bible said, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. He told you he was going to do it, and now he's done it. He is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. This morning, just for a few minutes, I want to preach to you just a simple little thought. It happened on a Sunday. It happened on a Sunday. They call February the, I don't know what day it is of the year, every year the Super Bowl. They call that Super Sunday. That's not Super Sunday. This was Super Sunday. Amen. This was when the greatest victory of all victories was won. This was Super Sunday when Jesus resurrected from the grave. This week I was out running some errands and I had to go to Walmart. And I'll be honest with you, I hate Walmart. I hate it. I hate the mall. I hate all them places. But anyway, you have to go in them. But I went into Walmart and I walked through the door and I just began to notice it. It just grabbed my attention. Everywhere I looked were Easter baskets, chocolate covered eggs, stuffed bunny rabbits, everything you could imagine for Easter. New clothes, suits and ties and dresses of every color, but not one picture of a tomb. Not one mention of what Easter is really all about. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not against Reese peanut butter eggs. Those are from heaven. I won't tell you where the rest of it's from. But everything in the world to distract and detour our thoughts and our minds from what today is really all about. We are not celebrating the ancient Easter holiday today, which is a celebration of fertility and a celebration of spring. We are not celebrating spring. We are celebrating sprung. Let me say that again. We're not celebrating spring. We're celebrating sprung. He sprung forth from the grave. Amen. Thank God he is alive. We know this. It's elementary to us. But every now and then, we ought to just stop and remind ourselves, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, no matter what men may say. Thank God he is alive. There's a few things this morning I want to remind us of about this holiday, about Easter, about Resurrection Day, that we need to remember. As we go into the stores, everything says spend, 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 spend. It's all about money. Spend money on new clothes. My wife made me go buy a new suit. Like Brother Freddie said, my wife bought it, I put it on. Amen. My wife made me get a new suit, a new tie, a new shirt. Because it's Easter. Everything about Easter says pay. But really, in reality, Easter says more than pay. It says paid. Easter says paid. We need to think about the price of Easter, what Easter actually costs. It costs far more than a new shirt and tie. It costs more, far more than some chocolate-covered eggs and an Easter basket. It costs far more. It costs heaven everything it had. Heaven gave up. God gave his own darling son that we might celebrate today. The price of Easter has been marked, fully paid. Fully paid. Do you understand there is a price? There is a price for sin. There is a penalty for sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die, the Bible said. You say, well, I'm not a sinner. Well, according to the Bible, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are everyone sinners. Do you understand that? Every one of us. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. The Pope's a sinner. People get offended at such statements as that, but it's true. We're all sin. You say, well, I'm not. Have you ever transgressed God's law? Have you read the Ten Commandments lately? How long has it been since you lied? If that's for me, I'm not here. Come on. Help me this morning. All of us are sinners. And there's a price and there's a penalty for sin. But thank God some 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. Hey, there was a Resurrection Sunday, but to be a Resurrection Sunday, there had to be a crucifixion and there had to be a Calvary. And Jesus went to Calvary and he bore my sin and he bore your sin and he paid the price, the penalty for all our sin that we may know him and his resurrection. Thank God for the price. Man, what would you have to do to pay your way into heaven? I had a fella ask me a while back about joining a hunting club in South Carolina. Guy I used to work with. He began to tell me about the hunting club, and I was getting really interested. He said they average, now if you deer hunters, you stay with me and help me here. He said they average 150 and above. I said, huh? I'm listening. And he kept talking. I said, how much is it? He said, $3,500 a year. I thought, man, I can't afford that club. I can buy a whole lot of beef for $3,500. I'm talking about steaks, my friend. I can go to Ruth Chris once a week for a year or two. Amen. $3,500 a year. I couldn't afford the price to get in. And that's just a hunting club. Can you imagine what kind of idiot would pay that? I hope he's not listening. Can you imagine what kind of idiot paid $3,500 to shoot Bambi? I can go out in my backyard and put out some corn. Oh, that ain't on the internet, is it? Put out some corn, shoot him for free. $3,500. Let me tell you about a club I got in. I got in a club about 31 years ago. This is a club where nobody ever dies. This is a club where there is no sin. This is a club where there is no heartache. There's no tears. There's no suffering. There's no sorrow. There's no preaching grandmother's funeral. There's no babies dying. This is a club of perfect, 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 perfect peace and holiness. And I got in for free. Man, I got to hearing about that club. I heard about it all my life. This club called Christianity. I heard about it all my life. At 19 years old, I finally realized that I needed Jesus. And I thought, man, what's it cost to get in? Jesus said it cost a whole lot. It cost me my blood. It cost me suffering. It cost me shame. It cost me a beating beyond recognition. But it cost you nothing. The price of Easter has been paid. We need to understand as we go hunt Easter eggs this afternoon and we get family photos and we do all the things that we do on Easter, we need to be reminded that there is a price of Easter and that price has been paid. You get to go out with your children and your grandchildren this afternoon. You get to spend time with family this afternoon, saved and on your way to heaven because the price has been paid for you. There is a price of Easter, but then secondly this morning, we gotta remember the power of Easter. The power of Easter. Oh, what a powerful day. Something took place on that day that had never taken place in history and never has taken place since. Somebody got up from the grave. God rose Jesus from the dead. Now, how about that? Now, we can go to all the tombs, and I may preach tonight, or I may preach the second service. I don't know. Levi gave me a thought last night. As a matter of fact, he gave me a whole outline about the most visited tombs in the world. The most visited tombs in the world. One of them, Bruce Lee. Y'all remember Bruce Lee? Pull your heart out and show it to you before you die. Come on, people my age. You got to talk to me. Bruce Lee, bad to the bone, Bruce Lee. They said some kind of monks, Mongolian monks, walked 3,000 miles just to go see his tomb. My wife and I were in Washington, D.C. We go every year. I preach up there, but we go to Mount Vernon. That's the home of George and Martha Washington, and we celebrate our anniversary. Every year we walk the trails around the farm, and at the end of the trail, right before you get back to the big house, there's a mausoleum. And inside that thing is the tomb of George and Martha Washington. And we'll stop there and we'll remember what it cost for our freedom. And what a blessing it is to live in this great country. We'll usually hold hands right there and we'll pray and we'll thank God for America. But as we stand in front of that tomb, they're the concrete things on top of the ground with a lid on it. And I was thinking as we stood there the last time we went, I thought, if I could pull that lid back, there'd be old George's bones. If I could pull Martha's back, there'd be Miss Martha Washington's bones. Them little monks who walked 3,000 miles and wore out 5 pairs of shoes to go see the tomb of Bruce Lee. What made it so special about them? Visiting that tomb. To visit that tomb is special to them because of the remains of the one they're worshiping is laying in the ground. Oh, but I can go outside a little city in Israel this morning. I can go to a hollow hole in the ground where nobody ever decayed. Scientists have proven that no man ever rotted in that grave. Thank God the difference is he's not there. The power of the tomb, or the power of Easter, is not only the power of resurrection, but it's the power of salvation. The power of God. Paul said it was the power of God unto salvation. We love to sing that old song. There's power, power. We sing power. There's power, power, one to work in power in the blood. You go up north and it's power, power, wonder-working power. They even have to play the piano different. It don't fit. Amen. There's power in the blood. Thank God for the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power, what it'll do. What it'll do something that nothing else will do. It'll transform who you are. It'll transform what you are. It'll transform where you're going. The power of the resurrection. I knelt on my knees as a half-drunken teenage boy and cried out unto God. And immediately, I was changed. The Bible said I was transformed from darkness unto light. I was a child of the devil and immediately became a child of God. Just like that. You said, boy, what'd you have to do to get saved? Nothing. I just believed what he said. That's all I did. I just trusted in what he already did. We say this quite often. Some spell it D-O. You got to do this and you got to do that. Some spell it D-O-N-T. You can't do this and you can't do that. But I'm glad Jesus spelled it D-O-N-E. Done. Done. Thank God for the power of the gospel. Thank God for the power of the resurrection. Did you know no man ever raised from the dead? Only one other that we know of was Lazarus. And Jesus did that. The power of Easter. Listen, I ain't kicking the rabbits this morning, but no rabbit ever died for me. And no rabbit ever rose again. I've yet to see a rabbit lay an egg. Y'all all right? Oh, but thank God. Somebody said to Cadbury Bunny, you ain't right. Thank God there was one. His name was Jesus. He paid the price and he had the power. But thirdly, we need to remember this morning, Easter comes with a promise. Easter comes with a promise for all who believe. Most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow, what a promise. What a promise. He did all that for a promise. I'm glad he's one who keeps his promises. He told them just a few chapters earlier, tear this temple down in 3 days, I will rebuild it. And he did. He was talking about the temple of his body. He said, kill me and I will raise it back up. And he did. The promise of Easter. Listen, there is a heaven. Everybody in this room would agree with that. Yes, I believe in heaven. But just as sure as there's a heaven, there's a hell. And people who die without Christ will spend forever and ever and ever in that place called hell. Without cause. Do you understand that? Without cause. There's no reason to die and go to hell when Jesus paid the price, when Jesus has the power to transform your life, and when Jesus has promised that if you'd trust in him. It's, oh, what if I can't live it? I'm sick of hearing that. Nobody can. Nobody can be good enough for heaven. But thank God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The promise of Easter. Thank God it has great promise. Here in just a little bit, our buses, I passed them coming down 61, rolling out of here this morning on my way to church. Man, I just gave them a thumbs up. I was like, go get them. Go get them babies and bring them to the house of God this morning. Brother Thomas and Brother Greg, Brother Jerry, Brother Allen, them guys will stand out there this morning. They'll preach. You know what they're going to preach? Probably Matthew 28. One of the Gospels about the resurrection, and they're going to tell them about the price of Easter and the power of Easter. They're not going to preach the sermon, of course, but they're going to tell them what Jesus did for them. And you know what? There's no doubt in my mind that either back there in that little children's church or out there in that gym, some little boy or girl is going to bow their head, and they're going to receive the greatest promise ever given. And that's the promise of heaven. There ain't a whole lot in this world I know, but this one thing I do. If I fall over a graveyard dead, you stand up here tomorrow and tell them my daddy's in heaven. My daddy knew Christ as a Savior. My daddy wasn't a perfect man. He wasn't the best man that ever lived, but he knew God. The promise of Easter. I have a promise. I know I'm going to heaven when I die because Jesus promised me I would. Lastly, and I'm done, we need to remember the price of Easter, the power of Easter, the promise of Easter. But listen, we need to think seriously about the priority of Easter. The priority of Easter. If you were to take a survey and ask around this country, what is the greatest holiday? What is the greatest holiday in the world? Number one answer would be Christmas, the day Jesus was born, no doubt. No doubt. More money spent, more functions, more things go on at Christmas than at any other holiday. But I don't think, if we're going to prioritize the holidays, I think Easter would have to be number one. I thank God he was born. Thank God he died for me. But had it stopped there, that'd be it for us. And he did rise again. I believe it's the most important holiday of all. I believe it's bigger than all of them put together. The priority of Easter, the priority. The priority means what you put first. Amen. The priority of your soul. The priority of your soul. I cannot believe how many times I grew up in church. Mama, I always said I had a drug problem. I had a serious drug problem. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged back on Sunday night. I was drugged on Wednesday night. I was drugged to visitation on Saturday. I was drugged to every revival meeting. Drug problem. Heard some of the greatest preaching in the world, man. Grew up on it. Heard it all my life. And the Holy Spirit would deal with my heart. I'd sit in that pew during that invitation, man, stand there and hold the back of that pew. God dealing with my heart. Struggling with that thing. I remember saying, man, if I sing one more verse, I'll go. And I didn't go. I'll take care of it when I get home. When I got home, I started watching TV. Forgot all about it. Salvation wasn't very high on my priority list. But that night I got saved and I realized I was dying and going to hell. Nothing else mattered. I didn't care what nobody thought. I didn't care what nobody said. I wasn't at church. I was at a New Year's Eve party. Man, I was busted out crying in front of everybody. I no longer cared. What they thought was no longer a priority to me. My little wife, we were just married. She looked at me, she said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "I'm not saved." She looked at me like, "What?" I said, "I'm not saved. I'm dying and going to hell. I got to get some help." And I made a beeline for the preacher's house. And in his front yard in the middle of the night, man, I got born again. It matters what your priorities are. I would make heaven priority number one. Priority number one. I would get that thing settled before anything else. Oh, we need help with our marriage. Hey, put Jesus first. We need help raising our kids. Put Jesus first. We need financial help. Put Jesus first. Hey, if you put him in his rightful place, everything else will fall into place. The priority of Easter. It's important. It's important. I'm going to my mother's here in a little while. And our kids are going to hide candy and prize eggs. Or we're going to hide them. They're going to hunt them. No, somebody's going to hide them. I'm going to watch while I eat chicken. And we're going to celebrate a time with our family. But that's not our priority. Our priority is the price of Easter. The power of Easter. The promise of Easter. Thank God he is number one. He's not just number one here. He's number one at home. He's number one in our heart. He's number one in our life. I know you've got things to do today, but But why don't we gather around this altar for a few minutes and let him know he is number one. That he does come before all this other stuff. Thank God we can take family portraits. We take one of our family every year on Easter. I keep one in my Bible. I have one of the girls printed out for me. I got it right there in front of my Bible from last year. I'll get a new one this year. Everywhere I travel, I show people that's my family. I'm not against that. That's a good thing. Thank God for family. Thank God if you got a family that can get together and not fight, that's a blessing. Thank God for that. Thank God for the new clothes and all that good stuff. Thank God for the Reese peanut butter eggs. But man, most of all, let's thank God for Jesus. Thank God for what he did for us. Let's think seriously about the power and the price and the promise and the priority of Easter. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Brother Todd, if you would you come? Listen, Brother Todd's going to sing in just a minute, but before he does, if we could we just bow our heads right quick? Nobody looking around, heads bowed. I wonder, are you saved? If you died today, would heaven be your home? You know that for sure in your heart. Would you just slip up your hand and say, Brother Eddie, I know for a fact, if I died today, heaven would be my home. Just slip up your hand. Thank you so much. Well, it's good to know, isn't it? Thank God we can know. I'm so glad John said, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life. So glad I don't have to go to bed at night and wonder. Thank God we know. I wonder this morning if there's somebody who couldn't raise their hand. You're not sure. You're not 100% settled that if you died today, heaven would be your home. I wouldn't embarrass you. I wouldn't call you out or come to you. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand and say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody, just slip up your hand. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, so much for a good day. Thank you, Lord, so much for Resurrection Day. Thank you, Lord, that we know by faith in our heart that you live. Lord, I'm not just speaking in a microphone and it going no further. Lord, I'm glad I know my voice traveling all the way to heaven this morning. Lord, that you hear my prayers and you hear my cries. Thank you so much, God. Thank you for saving a sinner like me. Thank you for all these hands that were raised, God, that you've done the very same thing for. Lord, we want to give you glory today. Lord, and just bless your holy name for all you've done. Father, you saw every hand, you know every heart. Deal with us accordingly. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.